24%, that's the win. Best model, best result, 6 hours of watching it run live, and the winner cleared 4 out of 17 checkpoints.
And I want to be clear about what 4 out of 17 actually means here, because the benchmark structure is doing a lot of work. Slop Code Bench doesn't hand the model the whole problem. Each challenge has multiple checkpoints, new requirements get revealed one at a time, and the strict pass criteria means if you break something at checkpoint 4, that defect carries forward.
Which is kind of the whole point, right? That's what software actually looks like. You don't get a spec document. You get issue 1, then issue 2, then someone changes their mind about issue 1.
Exactly. And that's why the original paper numbers are so striking. At publication, GPT-5.4 got 11% strict pass, and Opus 4.6 got 17. This thing is genuinely unsaturated. Most benchmarks get saturated fast because the whole problem is visible up front and the model can pattern match to training data. This one can't be gamed that way.
Okay, so I want to zoom out for a second because the timing on this is interesting. Opus 5 just shipped on July 24th, a week ago, and it's already being positioned as Fable 5 quality at roughly 26% lower cost per task, according to Artificial Analysis. Artificialanalysis.ai literally called it narrowly the most intelligent model on their index. And then this drops and it's like...
Right.
I'm not saying the intelligence index is wrong. I'm saying these two things are measuring completely different things and the gap between them is...
Yeah, and the author is pretty honest about it. The framing I keep coming back to is Opus 5 failed all three problems. It failed slightly less badly. 3 of its 4 strict passes were the opening checkpoints of the easiest challenge, circuit.scale.com. The 4th was database.scale.com checkpoint 1, which Opus 4.8 and Sonnet 5 also got.
The cost line in the write-up is kind of brutal. Every dollar bought correctness, nobody bought enough of it. That's south. I mean, that's a good line. I hate that it's a good line.
Okay, that is a good line. I'll give them that.
And it's not even that expensive a benchmark to run. This was 3 models, 17 checkpoints. A fresh context window per checkpoint. The cost versus defects trade-off they charted just showed that more spin correlated with fewer defects, but the slope wasn't steep enough to matter.
The functions number is the thing that caught me most, honestly. Opus 5 wrote 5 times as many functions as Opus 4.8 across the same set of challenges. Now, the author is careful. A lot of that is more tests, not production code. The actual production volume ratio is closer to 1.8 times. But 5 times the callables is still a real signal. Either Opus 5 has a genuine preference for decomposition, or it's expensive verbosity that didn't translate into better outcomes.
And Opus 4.8 went the other direction. It answered increasing complexity by making individual functions bigger. Its worst single function hit a cyclomatic complexity of 93.
A cyclomatic complexity of 93 means there are 93 independent paths through that function. That is not a function. That is, the slop metrics are interesting, but I want to be careful about how much weight to put on them. 98% of Opus 4.8's lines tripped at least one slop rule. Opus 5 was at 93, Sonnet 5 at 89. And the verbosity flags climb across checkpoints for every model, roughly 65% at checkpoint 1, up to 80 by checkpoint 8. The author's own read is that some of these detectors are probably over-aggressive.
Yeah.
The TypeScript comparison is more interesting to me, actually, and this is where I want to flag some asterisks before we get excited. They used GPT-5.6 SOL to generate a subset of the Python slop rules for TypeScript. Ended up with 76 detectors versus the Python library's 200+. Then ran those against their own 99% AI-generated but carefully reviewed TypeScript monorepo.
11 times. That's perfect south. Okay. That's a lot.
It is, but the comparison is between a full 200-rule Python detector and a 76-rule TypeScript port that hasn't been validated for parity. So I'd call it directionally interesting, not settled. The author says as much, but the direction is pretty clear. Carefully reviewed AI code and lights-off AI code are not the same thing, and the gap is not small.
Which is basically the argument we've been making since episode 811, right? The bottleneck isn't whether the model can generate code. It's whether a human can review.
And this benchmark is the first thing I've seen that gives that argument actual numbers instead of vibes. The author literally says they've been making this claim for about a year, mostly on vibes. Now they have some data. Not a single model increased in complexity across checkpoints. Every one of them degraded. That's not a fluke of one run. That's a consistent pattern across 3 different models on 3 different problems.
So the question for me is, what this means for the teams actually shipping agentic coding workflows right now, because the product pitch is still spin up an agent, let it run, review the PR. And what this is saying is the PR you're reviewing at checkpoint 8 is not the same shape of problem as the PR at checkpoint 1. The complexity has been accumulating the whole time, and you might not see it until it's load bearing.
Yeah, and the single human per agent model doesn't scale against that. If complexity is growing monotonically across checkpoints and nobody's checking the intermediate states, you're not reviewing a PR, you're inheriting a debt. The oversight has to be distributed across the trajectory, not just at the end.
What I keep thinking about is that the author is planning to run Fable 5 and GPT-5.6 Sol next. Those are going to be the real signal. If the frontier's best, Fable 5 is still the highest bar anyone's published on stubby bench style evals. If that also degrades on slop code bench, then we've actually found the benchmark that measures something the other ones don't.
I'd put reasonable odds that Fable 5 does better on raw pass rate and still shows the same degradation pattern on the quality metrics. Because those two things aren't measuring the same axis. Pass rate is, did it work? A slop meter is this still a code base you want to own and...
That is such a depressing and incorrect thing to say.
I mean, ask me in 6 weeks when the Fable 5 numbers drop. But yeah, I put maybe 70-30 that even Fable 5 shows monotonic complexity growth across checkpoints, that it passes more of them but still degrades the code base as it goes. The shape of the problem might be the same even if the ceiling is higher.
Okay, I'll take that. I actually think you might be right. And I hate that. The repo is human layer / advanced context engineering for coding agents on GitHub. The full benchmark write-up is in there. Links in the show notes. And the slop code bench paper itself is on RxAv from Orlansky's lab at UW-Madison if you want the methodology.
The skbench.ai site also has a live leaderboard now. 36 problems, 196 checkpoints, 19 models. Worth watching. This is the benchmark I actually want to see get crowded.
Ava, every dollar book correctness, nobody bought enough of it. That's going to live in my head for a while. All right, we'll see you on the next one.